because I'm just devastated. I love my son. I made myself a servant to my son when I found out he had a mental illness. Everything because I love that boy.
Andrew Couchy's son Joel killed six people in a shopping centre on Saturday afternoon. Police are investigating whether he deliberately targeted women. Five of his victims were female, the other was a male security guard who tried to intervene. Couchy was shot dead after confronting a policewoman in the Mall near Bondi Beach. Lord Cameron's warned Israel not to further escalate tensions in the Middle East following Iran's attacks at the weekend. Tehran's ambassador to the UN has warned Israel that any second retaliation for a deadly strike in Syria would be most decisive. Three men have been killed in a single vehicle crash in North London and others in a critical condition following the accident at the Staples Corner retail park. The Resolution Foundation says the number of benefit claimants out of work due to ill health has almost doubled since 2013 when universal credit was introduced. The think tank says most eligible families are worse off than they would have been under the previous system. In sport, Chelsea boss Mauricio Pochettino admits they could be missing as many as 11 players for their Premier League clash with Everton tonight.
At the moment, it's not fair to judge players, to judge. I don't want to be wrong, but I think it's really, really tough when you don't have, you know, the squad fit to increase the competition in between them. But that is not an excuse. That I don't want to talk about excuses.
Chelsea need a win against Sean Dyche's side to keep in touch with the European qualification places. Everton, meanwhile, sit only 2 points clear of the relegation zone. Sunset Boulevard was the big winner at the Olivier Awards, equaling the record for the most prizes for a musical at the ceremony. It included awards for Nicole Scherzinger and Tom Francis. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
A very good morning. Let's look at that weather. And now, what's happened outside? It's very dark. It looks almost like it's in the evening. And it is raining here in Brentwood. Top temperature. She says as she's sneezing, sorry about that, is, let's have a look, 11 degrees, gusty winds and heavy rain, and that's going to be for most of the day. Most of the day, on and off. It should be clear from about sort of 8 o'clock onwards.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning to you. I'm putting on the sunny song this morning because it is absolutely horrendous outside. Glad I straightened my hair before I came into the studio. Bear with me. For some reason, there must be a little bit of dust in the studio as I've come this morning because I'm sneeze. Thanks very much to Mikey Bolt. I was loving that George Michael track. You can catch him tomorrow morning. Not George Michael. That is Mikey Porter. Between 7 and 10. Every gap there is me just going, achoo, achoo, achoo. I don't know, it's very dusty, I think. Or maybe I'm very dusty. That could be that could be the point. Something's dusty in the studio. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. That's about 7 sneezes in a row. I went to the comedy night on Friday at Billericay Town FC. I've not been before. It was amazing. Thank you very much. She says sneezing again. To Darren Mutu from Phoenix FM, who organised the event. He does this every month. Different comedians. There was four. I can't remember the woman from Drop the Jack Donkey, but I've forgotten her name. The compere was excellent, and another two comedians. So there was four altogether. Sorry, that was me talking and trying to sneeze at the same time. And it was just brilliant. What a great night. £15. You can't ask them on that. And also, I managed to park right next to the doors to get in, which I was pleased about. We had a really good laugh. They've got chairs and they've got sofas as well. So I sat on the sofas, very comfy. Bob was there and his gang of women. Wow, that's up to about a number 11 in my sneezes. Oh dear, I haven't got a cold coming. I just got sneezy. I'm glad I cut the grass at the weekend. I attempted to quite hard. I was trying to do a little bit of gardening. I'm not a gardener. Also, it throws my back out. But I try and keep, because if you don't keep mobile, with any of these things, you add it, because you seize up. As my friend Lisa says, use it or lose it. She's from Yorkshire, sorry, it's a bad terrible accent. Use it or lose it. She does lots of keep. She likes doing all this keep fit where they're pulling like trucks behind them. I know all this sort of stuff that would kill you to do it, but she loves all that. Where, you know, and then going for a massage where they really hurt your legs and your arm. I don't know why she does it. I think she just enjoys that kind of that really physical activity. Which I can't move the next day. I was like, well, why would you want to do that? Oh no, it's good for you. I'm like, I don't care. I'd rather not. I just have to wear a pair of flat shoes and I can't walk the next day. And I've realised, you know, my toe joint, I've been saying that my toe joint has been really bad. I realised it's the car. That's why when I've been taking off my shoe, I can't put my foot on the floor for about 2 hours. So I worked out it was the car. But anyway, if you want to go to some comedy night, do you know what? It really made me think. I'd love to have a go at stand-up comedy, although I do the radio because I'm talking and this is natural. And it's not that I've got anything scripted. So I know when you go on stage, you've got to have something scripted or have some ideas. Otherwise, that's the end of it. And it's to make it look natural and it's your pacing and everything. It's very clever. But it's really good to go out and actually, you know, I like seeing bands, but to go out and see comedy once a month, it's just brilliant. I need to do a post on it as well. But well done to Darren Mutu. You can check him out here with his two shows here on Phoenix FM. He's got The Cricket Show, 98 Not Out, and also Darren Mutu is here with Reggae Revival. Both excellent shows on Phoenix FM with a lot of listeners. But if you fancy next month, it'll be on. Check out Billericay FC, and you can just pop down there. It's £15 a ticket, and just come along, bring some friends, and you'll have just a great night out. I mean, it's just really good fun. So well done to everybody. It's hailing. It is hailing, Mrs. G. It's hailing. I got out of the car. My hair was nice, and I brushed my hair and everything today. I've got no guests in, but I thought I'd brush my hair. And I've just got out and the rain's hit it. So that'll be it in a couple of minutes. It'll go... Yeah, I don't... What is going on with this weather? It's like... You know what it is like in England? We get a few nice days and it's like, yeah, enjoy those. Enjoy those days. Because now we're going to make it hailstones. And then we're going to go to winter. So we'll obviously have a summer, maybe about May. And there'll be about 5 days everyone complains about. And then it'll go straight into winter again. It'd be one of the worst summers we've ever had. That's what'll happen. My mate's over in Dubai at the moment, and it's nearly getting up to, I think, 32, and it goes up to about 40 degrees there. I can't think of anything worse. I couldn't beat something like that. I did go to Greece 1 year, and I think it went up to 40, and you can't do anything like it was here, but it's a different kind of heat, I think, in Greece. I don't know whether they say it's more a dry heat. It's not so bad, but I couldn't work somewhere that's 45 degrees or something ridiculous. No way. Right, as it's raining outside, I thought we'd start the show off with some rain lyrics. You know there's only a couple of songs with lyrics for rain, so I'm going to play that one for you now. And did I do a question of the day? Yes. Tell me your most awful fashion fail. What was the outfit? How old were you? And what happened? So I want to know your worst fashion fail. It could be recently, actually. I bought a shirt from TikTok shop. I must stop doing that. And it arrived. And I looked at it and I thought, why? Why did you order that? It's massive for a start. And I'm only 5'1", so it will be down to my knees. And it's a black shirt with L-O-V-E. So L-O on the front in big white letters and O... what is it? Sorry. L-O on the front, and at the back it's got V-E. So it spells out love. It's awful. It is awful, awful, awful. But I won't send it back. Somebody might get it as a Christmas present. Or birthday. Or I might set it on fire. Here are the weather girls. Hi. I'm your weather girl. And it's raining in Brentwood.
The girl.
Uh-huh.
And have we got news for you?
You better listen.
Get ready, all your lonely girls, and leave those umbrellas at home.
All right.
It's rising.
Rising.
I'm just getting low.
How low, girl?
According to all sources.
What sources now?
it's raining men.
FM Travel News.
Now, I thought I'd go straight to the travel news because there is problems on the M25. One lane closed due to crash. Investigation work on the A13 at the M25 Junction 30 Lakeside Purfleet after a serious accident just before midnight. Lane 3 of 3 remains coned off on the southwest side of the roundabout, but the M25 slip road has reopened. Looked like a little bit of traffic as well. I only saw it from the bridge as I was coming up to the Brook Street roundabout itself. Looked a little bit busy along that M25 section. Can't see anything on the map at the moment, but that was about 10-20 minutes ago. A1023 is fine up until Wilson's Corner. A little bit busy around Shenfield Station as always. There are some roadworks. You have got temporary traffic signals on the A128 Brentwood Road both ways near Button Farm. On the A12, that's running nicely, but as you come off, if you want to come off at Chelmsford, that is slip road is closed. You have to go up to the next one, Gallywood. There are some signposts to get you into the centre of Chelmsford. Don't worry about that too much. And also there'll be some nighttime closures, so just keep your eyes peeled. Can't see anything else. Let's have a look. Oh, hold on. Severe delays, actually 14 minutes increase in M25 anti-clockwise between Junction 28 and the A12 Brentwood Brook Street roundabout and Junction 27 of the M11 Junction 6. Average speed is about 15 mile an hour, so just watch that one as well. More traffic and travel in an hour. Right, let's get into the music. Let's have three in a row. Here is Justin Timberlake.
But I don't mind. Just wanna rock you, girl. I'll have whatever you have. Come on, let's give it a whirl. See, I've been watching you. I like the way you move. So go ahead, girl, just do it. That ass shaking thing you do.
So you grab the girls and you grab a couple more. And you all can meet me in the middle of a floor. So the air is thick, it's smelling right. So you pass to the left and you sail to the right. Don't be so quick to
Let me park you to the break day.
this song.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom,
Elizabeth Taylor, could you torment me? I need to give another take.
Who's what I need is 'cause I could love you if I really wanted to. You could be my glass of wine.
Sunset, let me exhale my exes. Baby, 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 would you?
Would you make it all right? Maybe that much better.
If you wanted, you could make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it, worth it. Ooh,
when I see the sunrise of you, make it that much better. So we're gonna make it all worth it,
worth it, worth it.
Self-residentials. Ooh, baby boy, you got so much potential.
I could love you if I really wanted to. You could be my glass of wine.
Sunset, let me exhale my exes.
Baby, 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 would you?
There, that is worth it. Coming up, three songs in a row. Up next is Jam with A Town Called Malice.
on, kids. This is Ashley from Freak Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward. Eat my brunch.
Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go. like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot, or think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not.
And all the times that I'm crying, given all the things I knew inside, it's hard, but it's harder to ignore it.
You go and make this decision.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, I've just got my way to two little biscuits. It stopped my sneezing and the rain's gone. The rain has gone. It'll probably be back in a while. It was very dark earlier. It felt like it was the evening, like I was coming home from school on a winter's night. Do you remember that? You come out and it might be a little bit dark by about 4 o'clock. It'll be like, ooh, got to get on the bus and get home. I used to hate that, actually. There was one bus that went all the way to more or less the school. And I used to, when I was younger, I used to walk, which was probably about a 25-minute walk there and 25-minute walk back. One school, you couldn't get there on the bus. You had to walk, and you had to walk kind of the lower side. I had to walk down all these roads, sort of zigzagging. I tried to make the journey a little bit interesting to do it. But it was on days when it was raining. You know, when it's, I forget, you know, you used to walk to school and it'd be really raining. You'd have a little bit of makeup on, you know. trying to make you do your hair or whatever before you go to school, whatever it was. Yeah, you'd be just absolutely soaking wet by the time you got into school. I didn't enjoy school. Didn't really enjoy it at all. Infant school, you know, about 5 years old. Didn't enjoy that. And I didn't enjoy anything. I didn't really enjoy... there was actually one teacher that really helped me, and I think his name was Mr. Ashworth, and he was a maths teacher, and I was never very good at maths, and the way that he taught maths, and we were in a class of about 30, so obviously if you weren't the brightest, which I wasn't particularly, I probably needed one-to-one. If I'd have had one-to-one tuition, I think I'd have been okay, but you get lost in a mass of other children. So you've got the ones at one end that are not very good at all, and then the ones that are very, very good. And I was somewhere sort of floating in the middle, you know. And this guy really helped with maths, and I was really good. And what happened, as soon as you did well and you did like a little end of term, you know, exam thing, you would get moved up to the next band. And that's what happened. I did really well. And when they said, oh, I'm Michelle, and I went, oh, God, what's he going to say? You came second in the class. And everyone went, not Michelle. And I was like, oh my gosh. And he said, so next, when we come back after the break, you'll be going into the band. And I went into another band, which was higher, but it was absolutely atrocious. Absolutely atrocious. I think that was how I kind of, I didn't go back to his class afterwards. I don't know what happened, but I wasn't in his class again. Which is a shame. I think I went to another teacher after that. But, it's really weird. I never really could understand maths. And I've also ordered something for my house, which I did some measuring for. And that's not one of my skills. So I've measured it, failing to take into consideration that I've got wooden floor and I've got beading around the wooden floor, which where the unit I've just purchased is going to go, it's coming tomorrow. I kind of went, oh dear. I don't know, because I left myself with very dangerously with about, I think it was, I'm going to have to say this in centimetres because that's the way I measured it. I think about 1 centimetre on either side. And then I forgot to look at the floor because it's obviously the space at the, and it's got beading. So that would mean that it might not, I'll have to take the beading out. I don't know. And also I've got to open the door on this cupboard and I've got a big table in a very small room. But I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to give it a go. I'm just not very good. I'm just not very good for these things, measuring and stuff like that. Anything mathematical, not really. And I used to do accounts as well, believe it or not. And I'm not very good at that either. I used to hate that. Writing in, it was in the days when you had to write in ledgers. I mean, it went on to, obviously, computer. But I used to sort of look after bits of petty cash. I mean, back in the day, you'd say, the boss would go, how much is in petty cash? Go, 250 quid. Right, go and get 3 bottles of wine. It's Friday. And you'd be like, oh, that's when I basically first started working in London. And that's what it was like. I worked for a music company. So I was very surprised when I went other places. It was like, is it 1 o'clock? And they'd be, well, we're going to the pub. And they'd be like, no, we'd be working till 5 or 6. That was a shocker. Here is Nick Kershaw, Don Quixote.
Calls and I am.
This is Ollie Alexander with Dizzy, our entry for Eurovision.
There's a place where we break the line. Make it a circle redefined. Beautiful gardens, eternal flowers. You know the way, so take me there. Won't you make me dizzy from your kisses? Will you take my hand and spin me round and round until the moment never ends? Make me dizzy from your kisses. Will you take my hand and spin me, take me back to the beginning again? Pulling me close, I feel stillness in the air. Time is frozen, all memories lost. So won't you make me
got to win with that song, haven't we? That is a great song. Ollie Alexander, who is our hope for Eurovision victory. Now, just having a little look round at some stories. I have to say, I hit a pothole this morning again, which was, there was a car coming on the opposite side of the road. I was down the lanes, and bang, went my tyre on my Mini, and I'm just thinking, it's probably done it again. I've also got a bruise on my leg. I don't know where that's come from. I was touching my leg and was like, ow, that's painful. I think I've walked into a chair or something, or a table. Something's happened. Maybe it's when I attempted to do a bit of gardening. I thought, oh, it might have been actually, yeah, when I was attempting to mow the lawn. Oh, dear. I did a bit of... It's a bit like I've shaved a cat or something. Do you know what I mean? There's a bit of it done, and you, if I don't look over to the right-hand side of the garden, it's fine. Just have to keep a very narrow view. Now, a fundraising campaign is being launched to help a project improve Essex rivers. Only 6 out of 91 stretches of rivers in Essex were classified as being in good ecological quality in 2023, with the remainder graded as moderate to poor. Essex river systems are heavily affected by pollution and litter and lost much of their natural habitats due to human interference for drainage and navigation purposes. A 2023 survey by Essex County Council revealed that river pollution was the top environmental concern for residents. Ooh. You can learn more about Essex River Watch campaign by going to all the W's, Essex and Essex Suffolk River Trust.org. Oh no, Essex, I can't do it. Essex Suffolk River Trust.org. Try typing that into your search engine. Who knows what's going to come up? I couldn't get my words out. Essex Suffolk River Trust. There we go. I couldn't get my mouth wanted to say the words, but my brain was refusing. There we go. But you can have a look. Yeah, it's nice when you go. It's lovely being in Essex. We're lovely. We've got some amazing countryside and things, you know, go for night. Even in weather like this, it's nice to go and have a little mooch over at Worley and have a mooch around, isn't it? You've got lots of places you can go walking and in the forest. And it's nice when it's been raining a little bit. I did go out with I think with Francesca. I think I was wearing my more or less new trainers. And they were ruined. I did put them, in fact, they're leather, and I did put them in the washing machine, and they've still not dried out. Because I don't want to make a mistake of, you know, the last things that were leather that I left on the radiator ended up about four sizes too small. Well, the gloves that I put on there, they shrunk. They were horrible. Really creepy looking things are. Should we have some new music? I think that we should. Now, she was in the studio on Friday. She came in and played live. Excellent. It was too, and that will be up on the website very soon, because I'm just editing. I had a busy weekend, but I'm just editing the video. It's called Spit It Out. It was out on Friday. She's a local singer-songwriter, Amy Baker. Here she is, and this is Spit It Out.
There's something on your mind, you've done some reasoning. I don't know what it is, cause you're not speaking it. I guess I gotta figure out what it is, but I'm not telepathic and I can't read minds. If you're looking for a way out, no need to play these games. Just stop stressing me out before I go insane. You gotta tell me to my face, are you staying, are you going out the way? Just tell me, yeah. Say just what you're feeling now.
Spit it out.
Stop with the confusion, yeah.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling, cause I ain't gonna listen while you mess my mind. Dry, why don't you have a drink? A glass of water or wine to open up a bit. You need to say something more than whatever, cause I won't hang around while you chew the fat.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling now.
Spit it out.
Stop with the confusion, yeah.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling, cause I ain't gonna listen while you mess my mind.
Stuart with a please. If I had somebody singing that to me, I'd make a move quick. I'd do as they say. Please. What a great voice.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, Monday the 15th, which is today, the Royal Botanical Gardens Edinburgh, a talk at the Chantry Centre at Chantry Way, Billericay. Hosted by the Billericay Horticultural Society at 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. this evening. Only £3. Visitors are always welcome and refreshments are available. Plus, you've got the Phoenix FM open mic night tonight. That'll be at the Essex Arms, 10 Worley Hill, hosted by Kev Pickett from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. tonight. All tracks are recorded and a selection are played on the Sunday session show every Sunday from 10 a.m. So if you're a singer, experienced, or maybe it's your first time, you want to test out some new material, get down there, bring your back in tracks on a memory stick, or bring your keyboard or your guitar, and you can get up and sing live. Very friendly audience as well.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank?
Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
We're going to come up to the news with Shakadimus and Pliers. Oh, tease me. Oh, darling. Yeah, come on.
She's floating like a butterfly, so charming.
Baby girl.
She recognized the man in me.
Number one of the world.
There's something in her eyes like a spell getting me hypnotized. Oh Lord, she gave me one smile, two smile, three smile. She got me going wild.
Worth more than diamonds and pearls.
So baby, don't change your style.
Sweet honey.
Until I lose control, become my body and soul.
burning fire in my soul. Woman, tease me, tell me, lose control. Woman, your love is like burning fire in my soul. Woman, tease me, tell me, lose control. Me ball, tease me, and tickle up me fancy. Right round the clock until me reach climax. And when me reach, me we tell you fi stop. We ya aim for the sky and we not turn back.
Suddenly you think of all the love that I was searching for. Holding confidence that will never, never fail. Hearing angel voices singing love prevail. Ooh, darling. Ooh, hey, come closer to me.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.